Hello, everybody. This is Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield Online. I have on the phone with me 7-time Pro Bowler Richard Seymour. Mr. Seymour, congratulations to you.
Thank you. It's definitely a wonderful honor. And, you know, I'm happy to go with my teammates who've made it. And I'm definitely super excited for Seabass. It's been a long time coming, and he's definitely over-deserving.
Very much so.
Yeah, absolutely. I say he's like 13 months pregnant.
You are correct. He was about to burst, so it's a good thing we got him in this year. I told him, I said, you know, it's almost like Susan Lucci, the actress that kept getting nominated but never got her award. She finally got one, though,
yeah.
So he finally got his.
Yeah, definitely deserving, for sure.
Definitely. How do you think practice is going to be for him the next day?
Well, I'm sure we'll come up with something and, you know, it's kind of like the rookies when they come over to the Pro Bowl when you're a first-time guy coming over. You know, I'm sure we'll have something for him to do. But, you know, Seabass has been a great guy. And we definitely need him on Sunday this week, for sure.
Yes, sir. Now, we need him probably just about as much as we need you as well. I mean, the other news that we just heard, AFC Player of the Week. Not bad. 2 blocked kicks. Man, that's quite unusual.
Yeah, no, definitely, you know, like I said on that, I just give my teammates and my coaching. My coaches a lot of credit. They put me in the right position to make plays. And, you know, I couldn't be the player that I am, you know, without, you know, Tommy Kelly and the guys beside me. So, you know, those guys are definitely deserving as well. And, you know, his time is coming too.
I think it's nice to hear that both of you basically congratulated your teammates and thanked them for putting you both in the position to make it to the Pro Bowl. I do, however, have a question about those blocked kicks. You know, something we don't seem to ever ask. How does it feel? I mean, does your hand hurt after blocking a kick? I mean, it is trying to go through the uprights.
Well, it's funny. You know, as cold as it was, actually, one of them hit my wrist, and then the other one kind of hit my forearm, so I was fortunate it didn't get a fingertip on those. So, you know, I have blocked some where it definitely hit my fingertips, and, you know, when it's cold, my goodness, it's definitely not a good feeling. But, you know, I was fortunate on those, and like I said, anything to keep our season alive, you know, I think that's what we have to do at this point. So, you know, with a big game coming up against San Diego, you know, as great as the honors are, you know, our focus is really on finishing up strong come this last game of the season.
Yeah, I suppose any pain you feel, a win overtakes that anyway.
Absolutely.
And coming up on this final regular season game at home against the Chargers, like you said, you know, the main focus is to win that game. How has it been, you know, with your teammates as far as getting prepared to get that win?
Well, everyone's excited. You know, I think it's business as usual. You know, I think, you know, you can't do anything totally different than you've done all year. I think you have to go in and you prepare. You know, you have a lighthearted practice, but you go and you have fun. Just attention to details, but, you know, everyone just, you know, that attention to detail just have to hone in a whole lot more. And, you know, hopefully we come out and be victorious.
Okay, well, I can't ignore the fact that it sounds like your phone's ringing off the hook. I'm sure some more people that want to congratulate you. So I won't keep you, but any message for the Raider fans for this last game of the regular season?
Yeah, well, I would definitely tell them to come and support and have the black hole rocking and be our 12th man like they have been all year long.
Excellent. Congratulations, Mr. Seymour. We will see you back at work tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you.